Joining us on tonight's KMZU fifth quarter show is Coach Smoot with the Clinton football team. Good evening, Coach. How are you tonight?
Well, struggling a little bit here. You know, we just got beat by a pretty good Holden football team, and we're 0-3. So, you know, it's tough. I hate to see my boys in pain like that.
And tonight's game, 34-16. Tell me a little bit about tonight's game.
We came out. We unveiled. We just put down a new playing surface. We just got turf and fixed our facilities up pretty nice. We came out. We played with absolute best half of football we've played so far. Got up on them. Played outstanding. I mean, lots of energy, lots of enthusiasm. We were jazzed up, and we went to halftime. We had a long halftime because they were doing a bunch of stuff, and we came out and we weren't quite capable of keeping that emotion and enthusiasm going through the third and fourth quarters against a good football team. You know, like I said, Holden's a very good football team, and they made some plays on us late, and that was the difference.
Now, who were some of your standout players tonight in this game?
Well, our offensive line stepped up tonight and did a pretty good job. You know, we had to replace our entire offensive line from almost the last 2 years. We'd had a bunch of seniors last year who graduated. They'd been playing there, some of those guys actually since they were sophomores. And we had to replace all those guys. And our offensive line started gelling together a little bit tonight. And Kieran Cook, Ward eddied up big time for us, playing linebacker, running back, little tight end. Kind of jumped in wherever we needed him, carried the football, making lots of tackles, did an outstanding job. You know, extremely proud of the way he played. And our defense, you know, we gave up 49 points in week one and 44 or 46 points last week. We gave up 34 points, but it was a lot tighter than that through the first three quarters of the game. We made some mistakes on offense, gave a hold of the short field. Our defense made some huge improvements tonight.
And tell me a little bit about where you'd like to see more improvement from your guys.
Well, we got to get better at understanding our assignments and then executing our own assignments instead of trying to do somebody else's. We're very young. We've got four sophomores who are starting for us on the defensive side of the football. And they're still grasping the speed and physicality and everything that happens on a Friday night. They're getting better at it. You know, they keep working and they're getting better. And they're going to be awful good football players, but they're still making sophomore mistakes. And unfortunately, like I said, we got four of them that are starting for us and a couple that we sub in. And, you know, you make some sophomore mistakes with six kids. And, you know, that's usually six touchdowns for the other team or somewhere thereabouts, and it hurts you a little bit. We've got to get better. We got to get in a rhythm offensively. There was no rhythm to what we were able to do. We had talked all week about staying on schedule on our down and distance schedule, and I think we only had two drives where we actually stayed on schedule, and we scored on one. We actually scored on the other one, but we had a penalty on it and called it back. But we had been staying on schedule and had a good thing going. We've got to learn those things. A lot of learning has to take place.
And where do you guys? Who do you guys play next week?
We have got El Dorado Springs at home.
And what are you expecting to see out of next week's game?
Well, you know, my hope is that we continue to improve. You got a friend of mine that coaches down at Carl Albert High School in Midwest City, Oklahoma, and they started the season 1-5 last year and finished 9-5 in the Class 5A state champions. You know, we want to be better at the end of the season than we are at the beginning. That's our hope, is next week we play better than we did tonight.
All right. It sounds good, Coach. It sounds like a challenge coming up next week. Is there anything else that you'd like to send out to the players or to our listeners?
Well, I'm extremely proud of the way our players stepped up tonight. They brought their emotion. There's not a one of them that has quit. There's not a one of them that's folded their tents. They're coming to work every day. They're coming to get better. And it's very, very difficult to do when you know, when you get beat, when you're struggling like that. And but those guys are doing it. They know that there's a greater reward at the end.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us this week. And we look forward to talking to you next week. Good luck in your game.
All right. Thank you.